Hello. We have all had experience with immigrants. People here visiting, working, or studying are all over the United States. There are varied opinions about those who are in this country illegally, but I want to focus this conversation. I want to focus on the 2.5 million youth, the kids under the age of 18, who do not have proper documentation. In my speech entitled Dream Big, I hope to convince you that the DREAM Act should have passed last year. The U.S. Census Bureau reports that in the year 2000, approximately 65,000 undocumented youth graduated from high school. And that's where their dream ends. Nothing after high school. Kindergarten through senior year are provided, and in some states, undocumented youth graduating from an in-state high school can apply for in-state tuition. This tuition is non-negotiable, however. Without a valid Social Security number, these kids cannot apply for financial aid. No Pell Grants, no Cal Grants, no scholarships. No matter how poor their family is, they pay the full amount. Last year, the DREAM Act was proposed in Congress. It passed the Senate and failed in the House. Divisive party politics made it fail, despite the fact that it had bipartisan support. The DREAM Act offered a path to citizenship through military service or by finishing college. The DREAM Act was specific to those youth who were brought to the United States under the age of 15 and at least 5 years ago. The DREAM Act does not guarantee admission to college or even access to the financial aid necessary to pay for it, but it does offer citizenship to those who can somehow manage to finish. It should be reintroduced, and its passage would behoove the United States for three main reasons: fairness, finances, and the military. The fairness did not make sense to me until I had a personal connection. I studied at City College in San Francisco for the past year, and that's where I met Steve Lee. Steve is ethnically Chinese, but was born in Peru. His parents brought him here 10 years ago on a tourist visa. Instead of returning to Peru, they stayed here and they raised their son. He applied for financial, Steve never knew he was in the country illegally. He applied for financial aid, unknowingly alerting the INS of his whereabouts. Officers at the door of this 20-year-old trying to better his life by going to college is ridiculous. Harsher yet is the reality that Steve spent 2 months in a detention center in Arizona. Steve is being threatened with deportation to a country he doesn't know. Minors who come to the United States illegally through no fault of their own should not be punished by for their parents' actions. Also unfair is that public education is cut off at an inopportune time. We as college students know just how important a college degree is if you want to be upwardly mobile. The DREAM Act would not make paying for college any easier, but it sure would put a light at the end of that tunnel. And for Steve, it would save him from deportation. The current system essentially bars undocumented youth from college and sentences them to a life of low-income work. Finally, as Americans, our right to public education and financial aid rests upon the taxes that we pay. Children who grow up in the United States have parents who have most likely paid taxes. And if your parents are not here legally, they're most likely paying more than their fair share of taxes. Undocumented immigrants using a fake Social Security number still have taxes withheld from their checks. As a boss, I have filed payroll and I have seen just how much my coworkers lose each paycheck to taxes. They don't file a tax return, they don't get a refund. They are just as entitled as I am to the services that are paid for with those taxes. The DREAM Act would increase tax revenues and decrease undocumented immigrants' use of public social welfare. The initial increases in costs correlating with those increase of students would be offset by the gains. The more education someone has, the more money they make. The more money they make, the more taxes they pay. The more education someone has, the less they need government subsidies like welfare or using the emergency room as your only mode of health care. Finally, the military needs people. Always and forever, they are looking for bodies. If someone is willing to fight for this country, I think they should be able to be a citizen. I'm not personally a huge supporter of the military-industrial complex. Nonetheless, I absolutely recognize how valuable the training one receives, and I believe that that commitment and training is valuable. Valuable like citizenship valuable. The DREAM Act should have passed, and I hope you all agree. It is not fair to punish children for the mistakes of their parents. And in fact, the smartest and most hardworking young immigrants should be able to become citizens. Recently, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist for the Washington Post came out as an undocumented immigrant. Pulitzer Prize-winning. Yeah, definitely not American, huh? Think about it. Let's let people dream big. And at this point, I'll take any questions. Excellent.